Hello, little one. I'm going to read a fun story to you. So just relax and listen to the story. If your body wants to have a little reaction, just go ahead and let it happen. It's perfectly all right to have a reaction to a story that mommy is telling you. Let's begin. Once upon a time, Frog and Toad wanted to do something fun. They woke up on a nice Saturday morning, eating their oatmeal and drinking their apple juice. They decided that they would go to the movies. They looked at the movies that were available, and they picked one they would both like. Frog said, "I sure love the movies. I love to eat popcorn, and I love to drink soda." Toad said, "I sure love to drink soda too." Then Frog looked at him, and he said, "Oh, Toad, don't you remember what happened last time you went to the movies? You drank so much soda that you had a little accident while you were watching the movie. Don't you think it's best not to drink a soda?" Toad just said, "Oh, but Frog, I love to drink soda. I think this time I'll just wear a diaper to the movies, just in case." Frog smiled. He patted his friend on the back and said, "That's a very good idea, Toad. And no one will know that you're wearing a diaper. It will be our little secret." Then Toad asked, "What about you, Frog? Will you wear a diaper to the movies?" Frog stood proud with his hands on his hips. "No, I don't need a diaper. I can last the whole movie," he said. So the two friends got ready to go to the movie. Before they went, Toad got all diapered up. He showed Frog the diaper he was wearing underneath his pants. All cushy, cushy and ready. Ready to be used. "Very good preparation," Frog said. They went together to the movie theater, and they each got a soda. As Frog watched the movie, he drank all his soda. He realized it was only the beginning of the movie, but his large soda cup was already empty. Uh-oh. Frog was sure that he could make it until the end of the movie. He could make it to the end, and then he would go to the bathroom. He didn't need diapers, not like Toad. What a silly Frog. But as the movie went on, Frog felt his bladder getting very full. Fuller and fuller. It was almost the end of the movie when it became a little emergency. Oh no, Frog thought to himself. His bladder was getting as full as a water balloon. He started to fidget in his seat. He fidgeted more and more, wiggling, bouncing. He was a bouncy frog. He felt that soon he would have to run to the bathroom. It was becoming an emergency. But then he looked at Toad, who was sitting very peacefully. He thought, if Toad is sitting peacefully, then so can I. Frog relaxed his legs and he let out a sigh. Just let out a sigh. And then a strange sensation came over Frog. He felt so very relaxed, so very peaceful. And he also felt very warm. The warm feeling was in his lap, and it was moving down his legs, down his pants. Suddenly, Frog realized what was happening. He was wetting his pants, but now he couldn't stop it. So he decided to just enjoy the feeling of wetting his pants. He decided to just let it happen. When the movie ended and the light turned back on, Toad looked at Frog. "Oh no, Frog," he said. "You've wet your pants." Frog nodded his head. He had nothing to hide from his friend. "You're right, Toad," he said. "I've wet my pants. I should have been like you. I should have worn a diaper." And Toad patted his pants and he said, "Yes, Frog. Wearing a diaper was a good idea. I wet my diaper halfway through the movie, and I could just keep watching. And now no one here will know that I had an accident. It's all safely hidden in my diaper." "Yes, Toad. Next time I'll also wear a diaper," Frog said. And then Toad patted his friend on the back, looking down at his soaked pants. And he said, "Don't worry, Frog. I have an extra diaper for you. And you can wear my sweater to cover your wet pants." The two of them smiled. Frog smiled at his friend. His friend was looking out for him, and he even brought him an extra diaper. It seemed like maybe Toad had a feeling this might happen. And the two friends went home wearing diapers. The end. I hope you enjoyed story time with Hypnomommy. And it seems like there's a little lesson that was in the story. That sometimes little ones and little frogs think they have a strong bladder, when really it's best to be diapered just in case. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Bye-bye, little one.